Nurse, please send in the next patient.
Hello, sir.
Just give me a second to look over your medical chart. Okay. I see your primary care physician indicates that you have a sort of unusual problem. I have seen this diagnosis before, but it's far less prevalent than the reverse situation. Now, although I do have the doctor's notes, can you briefly describe what brings you in today? I see. So, your sex drive is so high that it negatively impacts your work. What exactly do you mean? So, you say you have almost been caught several times jacking off while sitting at your desk? And you still continue to do it? Every day? Well, sir, just to let you know, this is a professional office to treat sexual dysfunction. We generally use the term masturbate to describe the process of self-pleasure. So, since you do realize that it's inappropriate to masturbate in your office at your place of work, then why do you do it? You can't help yourself. If you don't come at least 8 times a day, you get agitated and moody. Well, 8 times is certainly above average for a male in his early 20s, or any age for that matter. I'm sorry? Oh, 8 times during the week, but it's often more on the weekends. And wet dreams on top of that if you don't come often enough. Well, are the wet dreams really that disruptive? Ah, so they're not so bad, but you have to wash the sheets every day. Well, that does sound like an awful lot of ejaculate. Well, if I can be crude about it, you're coming so damn much that you can't help but soil the sheets at night. Is that right? Well, your situation is a bit unusual. You may qualify to be featured in an upcoming issue of the medical journal. I'm sorry. Of course you just want a solution to your problem of spending too much time masturbating. I understand. I guess it seems kind of silly for me to say masturbating while you continue to say jacking off. I will use the term jacking off to describe your proclivity to self-pleasure, just to make you feel more comfortable. Now, in order to do a complete workup, I do need to examine you. Would you mind going behind the curtain and getting undressed? There is a medical gown in there for you to put on. All right. Thank you so much. Now, if you would just stand here under this light, I'll begin the examination. Oh my God. Oh my fucking. I know I'm a medical professional and I'm supposed to act accordingly, but I'm also a woman. And as a woman, I must say, sir, you have a big goddamn cock. Hell, it's bigger than big. It's fucking huge. And your balls are, Jesus fucking Christ, they're like baseballs. No wonder you produce so much cum. Shit. How could you not with a pair of nuts this big? I'm sorry. I got carried away there. Let me just take your vitals and perform a few tests, and we can talk about treatment. All right. Sir, your vitals are perfect, and your body appears to be in great shape. You enjoy working out? I could tell. Now, in order for me to decide on a treatment plan, I will need to analyze a sample of your sperm. So, if you wouldn't mind, I do need you to jack off into the specimen cup. Do you usually do it in quiet, or do you prefer some sort of stimulation? We have adult magazines. Oh, you usually watch porn? Well, I can't offer you any porn to watch, but in order to facilitate the process, we sometimes offer a live model for visual stimulation. I can call the nurse to see if she's here today. Nurse, is our visual stimulation model here today? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I see. Thank you. Sir, our model is working today, but unfortunately she's currently assisting another patient. However, as a solution, I would be open to undressing and letting you look at my body. If I do say so myself, I do keep myself in pretty good shape. I have a nice big bust and a firm, round ass. And I'm sure when you look between my thighs, you will immediately notice that I have a clean, shaven pussy with beautiful, plump lips. You would like that? Okay. Then just let me undress and you can get started jerking your cock. Oh, I see you've started and your cock is already hard. Hmm? That's only partially hard. My God. If that's only partially hard, then I'm even more impressed. And I would like to say that that technique you have of jerking off is so fucking hot. Long, full strokes with a slight squeeze on the upstroke. And on the downstroke, you use your thumb and forefinger to spread the slit and use the pre-cum for lube. Shit, I know I shouldn't, but I've just gotta play with my pussy. I've gotten so damn horny watching you. Yes, I'm already wet. Just listen. You can hear my fingers moving across my cunt lips. Oh, yeah, baby. Jerk that cock. Stroke that fucking monster cock. Oh, God damn it. We've only been at it a couple of minutes, and I'm already getting close. Oh, my pussy is so hot. My lips are so swollen. My clit is just throbbing. That's it. That's it, you gorgeous man. Get into it. Push your hips forward as your fist moves up and down. Jerk that prick. Let those veins pop out. Make the head throb as you get worked up. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, that's so fucking hot. Watching a young man half my age beat off in front of me as he stares at my naked body. Jesus Christ. You about to shoot that load, baby? You let me know. You let me know when you're about to come so I can show you that I'm a squirter. Shit, baby. I just saw your cock jump when I said that I was a squirter. Oh, fuck. Are you ready to blow your load? Oh, I think I'm there too. Oh, let it go, sweetie. Yeah, let it go for me. Oh, I'm coming too. Yeah, shit. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, God, yes. Ah. looks like I've made a little mess on the floor. And so have you. Did you get any in the cup?
No.
Well, it looks like, just as you described, you have ejaculated a tremendous amount of that lovely baby batter all over your hand and the floor. But that does present me with a problem, since you didn't get any in the cup. In order to create a treatment plan, I need to run some tests on your sperm without any possibilities of contamination.
Oh, there's no problem? You're ready to go again?
My goodness, you are impressive.
No recovery time at all.
Wow. You are a young man with a rare gift.
Well, since you do continue to support a massive hard-on, it certainly would be a crime to let that go to waste.
By simply letting you jerk off again. How about you let me find out how well you use that monster fuck stick on a very horny woman's pussy?
Fuck, I wish we had more time. I would suck it to see what it tastes like. But since we don't, why don't you come over here and enter me as I bend over my desk? Remember, you must pull out and come in the cup this time.
Just one second.
Hello, nurse?
Yes. Can you ask Dr. Stillwater to take my next patient? I'm still evaluating this very hard case in room one. Thank you.
Now, where were we?
Oh, yes. You were about to push that magnificent dick into my tight little fuckhole.
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, I knew you would stretch me, but god damn. Oh, it feels so much deeper than I thought it would. Fucking hell. This is the biggest. Goddamn cock. Oh, I've ever felt. I can barely breathe. Urine's so goddamn deep. Give me just a minute. And let me get used to this intrusion into my cunt. Okay. I think I'm ready now. Fuck me slowly at first. And then I'll let you know when you can go faster. Okay, gorgeous. I'm ready. Fuck the shit out of my pussy. Please. Slap those balls into my clit. Oh god. Oh god, break me. Oh fucking break me. Oh, oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ, you motherfucker. Oh, slam that cock into me as hard as you can. Pound me. Oh, pound my slutty little pussy. Oh, fucking pound it. Pound me. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, pound it. Pound me. Pound me, you. Oh, with your fucking huge cock doing to me, you bastard. Oh, God damn it. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, God damn it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you fucking stop. Oh. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, don't come inside me. Don't. Use the cup. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Fuck. God damn it. Oh, kid. I think you might be a prodigy of some kind. Now, if you'll just let me put myself back together, I'll get to running those tests on your sample. Wait, what? What? Why is it all over my desk and chair? Why would you do that? I know I should be angry, but I'm sure you'll be hard again in a few minutes. In the meantime, let me call the nurse. Hello? Nurse, would you mind asking Dr. Stillwater to continue with my patients for the time being? This case has me quite flustered. Yes. Thank you. God damn, I do love my job.